理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 11 An announcement from the English government was sent all over the country informing the citizens of a new national holiday that would be celebrated the following week. When the mayor of Casterbridge heard the news, he did not think much of it. However, a few days later, Mr. Farfrae asked him for permission to organize a large party on that holiday. He agreed, but then, later on, began to feel that he should have thought of the idea himself. Suddenly, the mayor became filled with a strong desire to organize his own party. The following day, he announced that a big celebration would be held on the holiday, just outside of town, near the Roman Theater. He then proceeded energetically to arrange for all kinds of games to be played. Food and drink would also be available, and at no cost to anyone. Everything was to be paid for by him, the mayor of Casterbridge. At the site of the party, he had many workers build a stage and set up poles for the men to climb in sport. It took a lot of labor and money, and almost a whole week, to prepare everything. When the big day arrived, however, the weather turned quite bad. Heavy rain fell for most of the day, making it impossible for people to leave their homes. The mayor felt terribly disappointed. He had so looked forward to this day and had dreamt so often of the townspeople enjoying themselves and praising him as their thoughtful mayor. But then, by late afternoon, the weather cleared up and it became possible for the party to be held. Excitedly, the mayor returned to the Roman Theater, but found only three people there. "Where is everyone?" he asked. "Everything's ready to go. Why aren't they here?" "I guess that everyone's gone to Farfrae's party," one of the townspeople said. "Everyone?" asked the mayor in surprise. "I believe so." Mr. Henchard, feeling terribly hurt, cancelled his celebration and slowly walked back home. After having tea with his family, the mayor left his home and went to the place that everyone on the street seemed to be going to. Farfrae's party was being held inside a huge tent that had been set up under the tallest trees in town. Inside, it looked almost like a church, and it was full of people. In fact, almost everyone in Casterbridge was there. Nothing like this had ever been organized in the town before, and the people seemed extremely pleased. They were all dancing to music being played by a band, and almost everyone had a drink in their hand. In order to stay hidden from the guests, the mayor observed the party from a dark corner of the tent. Dancing in the middle of the crowd was Mr. Farfrae, dressed in a traditional Scottish kilt. Mr. Henchard could see, by the way the women were all looking at Farfrae, that the Scotsman was very well liked. Nearby, he could hear the voices of several townspeople criticizing his own party.
"Who'd want to go up to that sad old place, theatre, to have a party? No one. Henchard could never organize anything like this."
"No way.
And it's the same with his business, too. Thanks to Mr. Farfrae, Henchard's company is doing better than it ever has. Why, I even heard that Farfrae is working on a way to improve the town's bread as well. Well, let's just hope that Henchard keeps Farfrae around, so that these changes can happen."
Meanwhile, Farfrae had begun to dance with Elizabeth, who, apparently, had followed her father out the door without him realizing it. This made Mr. Henchard lose all control over himself. In a fit of anger, he walked directly up to Farfrae and told him that he should not come to work the following day.
"I think you'll be needing to rest after all this stupid behavior tonight," he said, looking the Scotsman in the eye.
Farfrae, surprised and not knowing what to say, stood silent. Then several townspeople approach the mayor.
What do you think you're doing? It seems you're afraid of the young man,
one man said.
You should be, said another. He's a better man than you. It won't be long before he rises above your position in town. Just wait.
Then the mayor stood up straight and announced,
He'll never get the chance. I'm sending him away very soon. So, I suppose that the position of manager at my company will soon be available for anyone who's interested.
And, having said this, Mr. Henchard then left the party and walked back home, feeling good about what he had just done. However, the following morning, after his anger had calmed down, Mr. Henchard no longer felt the same about his decision. He knew that he needed Farfrae, and later that morning, he heard with terrible regret that the Scotsman truly was leaving the company.